Video: Family claims child hurt on theme park ride by flying cell phone, she was covered in blood. By Amy Furr on July 7, 2022. A Riverside, California, family's visit to Six Flags Magic Mountain over the weekend left one of them injured. Everyone was excited about the trip, according to Della White, who told ABC 7 this week she and her 8-year-old daughter, Evie, rode the Twisted Colossus as their first thrill of the day. The ride is described as the longest, most innovative hybrid coaster in the world, according to the Six Flags website. Integrated into the beautiful crosshatching of Whitewood will be intertwined track, steep banks and unrelenting rolls and spirals. Revel in the fun and excitement of traditional wooden coaster thrills while facing your fears on the latest state-of-the-art coaster technology. However, it did not take long for the fun to turn sour. "We were enjoying the ride, that is our favorite ride. And then she started screaming about her eye hurting. And I thought maybe something flew in her eye like a piece of dirt," White recalled. The family claimed Evie was struck in the forehead by a flying cell phone which belonged to another rider. "She hit her face for a minute and I said, 'Let me see,' but it was hard to do on the roller coaster. And as soon as she moved her hand, she was just covered in blood," White explained. Video footage from 2015 shows the Twisted Colossus picking up speed as it carried riders down the tracks. Once the ride was over, White recruited park workers and another rider for assistance until emergency crews arrived at the scene. Another family member claimed the individual responsible for what happened did not appear to be concerned while he searched for his phone. He then left the area. Evie was taken to a hospital where she received 10 stitches. The Six Flags Magic Mountain Safety and Accessibility Guide's loose article policy states items such as cell phones and keys must be secured in a pocket, zippered pocket, or bins at the loading and unloading platform. The injured girl's father later returned for the incident report, but employees said it was strictly for internal use. A spokesperson for the park said, "Safety is a partnership between our guests and the park, and guests must follow all written and verbal instructions for safe riding. Our park safety team has already responded to this guest's request for information."